listen, for everybody listening, this is live during the NFL draft. We're sitting here. I'm here with the Savages. We're having a great time. We're watching everything that's going on. I apologize to everyone. Blog Talk sucks. If you want to call in and bash Blog Talk tonight, as usual, it will be allowed. Okay? It will absolutely be allowed tonight. But I just want to give you folks a quick rundown because we got callers on the line. I know people are going to be calling in, and I want to hear from everybody. Okay? The draft started out. Everything looked normal. Everything looked all right. Okay? Listen here. Caleb Williams goes to the Bears. Jaden Daniels goes to Washington. Drake May goes to the Pats. Everything's normal. Everything's feeling good. Everybody has been saying, hey, this is what's going to happen. Marvin Harrison, right? Marvin Harrison Jr., he goes to the Cardinals. Everybody's like, okay, this is normal. Then Joe Alt goes to the Chargers. You're like, okay, we can see that, right? Giants are sitting there. Everybody's thinking, okay, J.J. McCarthy going to be the guy. Even J.J. McCarthy himself, right, said that he believed in an interview, I think as recent as today, that he believed he would be a Giant once the draft was said and done. That was wrong. Malik Nabers goes to the New York Giants. That's a shocker, right? So we're saying, okay, but Malik Nabers, phenomenal talent, right? I mean, hey, who wouldn't want him, right? Who wouldn't want the guy? Who wouldn't want to have a guy like Nabers on your team? All right, that's cool. Well, then you got Latham going at seventh. J.C. Latham goes to the Titans at seven, okay? And we're like, wow, okay. Before Olu, before Fuaga, that's a shocker. Then you have Penix going to the Falcons at eight. I'm stunned. We're all stunned. We're sitting back. The Falcons just gave Kirk Cousins $100 million, and now they get now you're picking up Penix. Okay. Wow, that rocked our worlds, right? So many guys left. Rome Odunes goes to the Bears at nine, and now the Jets are sitting there at 10, and we're like, man, we have a smorgasbord of options here. So many different things that we could do. So many different ways that we can play it. And the New York Jets, Joe Douglas, makes a trade with the Minnesota Vikings to move down to 11. Okay, this is the trade details here. The Jets got the 11th overall pick. They got a fourth rounder and a fifth rounder from the Vikings. Now, the Jets had to give up the 10th pick in the draft, so they swapped first rounders, and they gave up a sixth round pick as well in this draft. So we're like, wow, that's good value, right? Joe Douglas, you know, made a move down. Of course, we're thinking, hey, the Vikings, they're going to go up and grab their quarterback. And that's exactly what they did. The Vikings end up with J.J. McCarthy. Now we're standing there and we're sitting there and we're looking and we're saying, okay, the Jets have a ton of options in front of them. I'm sitting here, I'm screaming Olufosinu. There's other people that want Fuaga. Some people thinking Troy Fontenot, from the Huskies. Then you got the Bowers boys. I'm telling you, the pressure from the Bowers boys is crazy. I know they're in my DMs. I was hearing them all throughout the draft. They were screaming. I think Milan guy's a Bowers boy. For those of you that don't know, Milan guy was all in our draft stream here. I mean, he was watching the draft. He was talking. I think he's a Bowers boy as well. And so all of these options, and the pick comes across the screen, and the New York Jets draft Olufosinu in the first round with the 11th pick in the 2024 draft. And that's where I want to talk to you, Rusty. Savage! We're sitting here now because Blog Talk sucks. I apologize, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody that I miss, I will come back to you. 609, believe me, I will be calling you back. Anybody that calls in, I'll call you back, okay? Because Blog Talk is trash. Now, Rusty, we're sitting here after the New York Jets have drafted Olufosinu. Give me your thoughts about this selection, man. Are you happy with it?
Yes, but real quick first, that British robot lady, she can go kick rocks, pound salt, and just have fistfuls of Imodium. I don't know, man. Yeah. She was whatever. at least we got Olu, but oh yeah, she's not a good robot.
Yeah.
She's one of them Terminator robots.
Yeah,
know?
Blog Talk sucks.
Blog Talk sucks. Everything just worse for everyone.
Blog Talk
but
sucks.
It's
man.
All gravy.
Yeah, go ahead. we're going through, you know, a different way. But go ahead. Give me your thoughts, Rusty. Olufosinu at 11. What are your thoughts about the trade? What are your thoughts about us acquiring this left tackle from Penn State, man?
Well, I hate Penn State, but I like that kid. So mm-hmm. now I get to actually like him. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, you know, trade back more, but I'm cool with it. We got an offensive tackle, and we got him. The other ones that I didn't want any of those other right tackles. Mm-hmm. I didn't want the kid from Washington. And that's why I would have rather, well, not rather have than Olu, but if it was going down that road to do trade backs, mm-hmm. I'd want, you know, Graham Barton, or you trade back even further, mm-hmm. and then you get Jordan Morgan. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm happy about it. I've seen that kid, you know, do damage against the Ohio State Buckeyes, mm-hmm. next year's Big Ten champion. Sorry, oh, yeah, it happens. But,
oh, Lord. Boo.
But you'll understand. You'll
boo.
See, but it's okay, bud. Still,
boo.
You still boo. Have good kids from USC.
Thumbs down. Well, tomatoes, tomatoes, tomatoes. Tomatoes, tomatoes. Thumbs down. Boo. But so we're sitting here, Rusty, and you're talking about, you know, the fact that we have him now. He's in the building. Clearly,
he's a monster, man.
Yeah. And not only that, what I love about this pick as well is that Joe Douglas got in a guy where here's the future of that position, right?
Yep.
So many questions before we talked about it. The Jets went out and made some things happen, right, in free agency with the offensive line. They went and got Morgan Moses. They went and got, you know, Tyron Smith. Of course, they got, you know, Simpson as well. But there's been so many injury questions about this situation here. So many injury questions about what can end up happening here. And here we have,
yep.
you know, the guy that's going to be able to step in. Look, I love Tyron Smith. I think it's a phenomenal signing.
And he's a cold weather guy.
Yeah, I mean, to cut you off. I think it's a phenomenal signing. But we all know, one, he has a long injury history. He ain't been healthy, I think, fully healthy since 2015. He hasn't played a full season. And so when you look at the situation here.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, when you look at the situation here, more than likely, and I'm telling y'all, I don't think he's going to play a full season this year either. So you're going to have somebody step in. Yeah, and not just that. What about the future? Because he's on a one-year deal. What are you doing for the future here? If he is fully healthy this year, he's going to be asking for buku bucks next season. That's why he came to us, because teams didn't want to pay him as much as he wanted initially, and his market kind of slowed down. So he said, hey, I'm going to go to the Jets. They're going to be able to win. They got Aaron Rodgers. They're set up. And if I can prove I'm healthy here, man, things are going to be real different for me next free agency. Well, now you got the guy that you can move on from him with. Now you got your answer at left tackle, the big smooth
future
man.
Anchor.
Yeah, the big smooth guy. So that's why I love this pick, and it shows that JD is thinking. It shows that JD is thinking, because I understand people wanted a weapon. And I'm going to turn it back over to you in a second, Rusty. I understand people wanted a weapon. I know that people wanted Brock Bowers. And for those of you that are watching as well, Bo Nix went to the Broncos at 12, and Bowers actually ends up with the Raiders at 13. I understand that people wanted Bowers. I understand that people wanted, you know, a weapon, and I get that. But guess what? None of those guys would matter if Aaron Rodgers is not on the field upright and healthy. Nothing matters.
Yep.
And we've seen it.
Yep.
We saw it last season. No matter how – Garrett Wilson, that guy should have had 1,500 yards. He was wide open half the damn season. Couldn't get him the ball. Unless you have Aaron Rodgers this season, I'm telling you, we'd be thrown away, because not only is he the best player that the New York Jets have, he's the best offensive coordinator that the Jets have. I'll turn it back over to you, Rusty. Give me your thoughts.
No, you're right with that, with the facts about, you know, best offensive coordinator that, you know, it's true. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's the smartest thing possible that you can do. I understand those Bauer boys, or however you say BOIS. That's how I brought them down. So I don't give them no, nothing on the YS. I just go straight to the I and just kill it. But I battled with them. I'm sure you did too. So I'm happy about this one.
Oh yeah.
You know, I still love our, you know, Savages, mm-hmm. but they'll see.
Yeah.
You know, because you gotta build the fort, you know, to protect mm-hmm. the generals, and then you have the weapons to fire at everybody else, and that's when that comes later.
Mm-hmm.
So you need those guys.
Yeah.
And Olu, you know, he's a cold weather guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's used to the different seasons. Obviously, playing in PA, he's used to it. You know, he's not. It's a good solid fit, and I'm happy with it. And just like how you were saying, you know. We got the walking wounded as an offensive line. You know, we don't know about AVT still. I love him, you know, but still don't know about that. Moses, at least we got him for 2 years. Everybody else we got for one.
Yeah.
And, you know, a surgery. Then we're at the mercy of the field.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing that we got. I know those, you know, Bauer boys are all, you know, full of fuzz and stuff and foaming over, but they'll see.
Before
see what us men were talking about, you know.
Yeah. Before I let you go, Rusty, give me your thoughts on what do you think was the biggest shock of the draft so far?
Oh, God. I mean, I'm very happy that the Titans got Latham. I mean, that set us up to get – oh, that's who the Titans got, right? They got Latham?
Yeah, they ended up with J.C. Latham, yep.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, thank goodness. And then I'm happy, too, you know, that Rome went, you know, because, you know, this was not the year that we can get those weapons. And then next year, don't worry about it, Bauer boys. We'll be getting the Luke Lackey, who is the generational tight end. Then you'll see a real tight end, so it's all right. You'd be okay.
Yeah. So now
we're and Rusty. It's good.
Yeah. Now we're sitting at a situation where we know we've got more capital, right? We gained a fourth and a fifth rounder from that trade with the Vikings. So we moved back. We know, you know, we don't have that second round pick. We got a third. What are you thinking? What are you thinking the Jets do? Do you think they'll try to package some stuff and move back up into the second? Or are you all right with them sitting in the third and making a selection there?
Well, I mean, I would love for us to jump into the second, possibly get like a Leggett or a Walker. I love those two guys.
Okay.
Leggett might go too early. But then, too, I really want Beebe. And then hopefully we'd be able to keep 72 somehow, bundle a couple fourths. But I don't know. Who knows? They might jump into next year and rip some things out because, you know, JD might, you know, the saying of, you know, how a duck and a swan looks all nice and calm above the water, but the legs underneath are going a million miles an hour. That's similar, I feel, to JD.
Okay.
So who knows? And, you know, that's what I'm feeling. And then we gave the Vikings Zachy Poo. So that pick in the sixth, 203? That was what Denver gave us for Zach.
Yeah.
So the Jets literally got rid of everything Zach.
Okay.
It is what it is, man.
So, but
I don't know. I don't hate Zach. You know, he was thrown into the fire. We had Coach Knapp, who sadly passed away, so he couldn't be molded.
Yeah, so, listen.
At least he's in the West.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that on the next show because I absolutely want to dive in and cover into that. But before I let you go, my final question quickly, Rusty. If the Jets stay, right, with just a third round pick, who do you think they take in round three?
Shoot. That's a weird one because Sweet has been dropping because he got in trouble with drinking and stuff like that. So who knows? We might get a big fatty, you know, on the defensive side.
Okay.
Wouldn't put it past that.
Okay.
Might get a Van Pran. And then that way, if anything happens, Pittman could always move over because we still don't know about AVT, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, he can always go to right guard. Then, you know, can get like one of those wide receivers, maybe a Walker.
Yeah.
Or something.
Okay.
And then, or, you know, hold out to the fourth or even a safety, you know, in a Bishop. Or someone, and then in the fourth, go to a McCaffrey. It's wide open now. Who knows?
Man, it's crazy. Listen, Rusty,
got our wall, though.
Yeah, listen, I got to slide off because I got to get to the other callers. But thank you again for calling in. I apologize for everybody. You have yourself a good one, Rusty.
You too, Joe. Salute to you and salute to the Savages. Let's go, Jets, and give that lady from the UK some Imodium.
Have a good one. Listen, man, we're going to keep going to the lines. Again, I apologize, everybody. Blog Talk is trash. It's not working. So this number that's in the chat, okay, 805-885-0467 is the number you can call in. And, you know, that's how we're doing it. So please refer to that number in the chat. That's the call-in number. Call in. Let's go back and forth. Now, Michael, we're going to come back to you in just a second. I'm going to give you a call. Listen, I thought that that trade down was masterful by Joe Douglas to be able to get some capital on a team that, you know, for a fact, the Vikings are thirsty, right? I think the Broncos, there was talks about them trying to move up and grab a guy. I mean, heck, they took Bo Nix at 12, right? Like they clearly were, you know, in the talks to try to move up and get themselves a quarterback as well. I mean, man, Joe Douglas really made some things happen. And this sets the New York Jets up in a really good position because you can now package these picks that we have. We gained a fourth, we gained a fifth, right? You can package these picks and get yourself moved back up into possibly the second round. You know, you can make it happen. It's absolutely crazy. We're now sitting there with 3 fourth round picks and a fifth. It's crazy. You can make some things happen, man. You can make some things happen. So we're going to go back. Okay. Micah Toms River, we're giving you a call right now. Again, I apologize, everyone. Blog Talk sucks and they're trash, but here we are. Okay. Here we are. Okay.
The person you're trying to reach is not available.
Let me see here. Okay, we're going to go to 908. 908, we're coming to you. Okay. 908, is this Steve? Am I...
Hey, what's up, Joe?
What's going on, Steve? How's everything going on with you, my friend? Welcome to the show. Again, I apologize to everybody. Blog Talk sucks, but it's good to speak with you, Steve. Listen, Steve, a lot of things moving and shaking. The New York Jets end up with Olu Fasanu in the first round of the 11th pick. Give me your thoughts about this selection of this Penn State left tackle, man.
Hey, Joe, listen, first of all, thank you again for having me on your show. I mean, obviously, I've been trying to call on your show for the last couple of times, but obviously your phone number hasn't been working.
Yeah, I apologize, man. I apologize. Blog Talk is trash. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry to hear that. But, hey, listen, you know something? I'm going to be very honest with you. I thought, Joe, I was saying this to myself, going into tonight, that I really thought at first that the Jets were going to pick Bowers. But Joe Douglas decides to do the safest decision and pick the offensive lineman from Penn State. After when the Jets made that pick, my dad immediately called me. He told me, Steven, you are better at taking an offensive lineman than picking Bowers. Mm-hmm. Because he even said, listen, I know you guys did fix your offensive line a lot in the offseason, but here's the thing. My dad said you have to protect Rodgers.
Yeah. No, yeah. And that's the thing that I was preaching constantly. And I understand the allure of Brock Bowers. I get it. He's a really good player. And I got the allure of various other weapons, people talking about trading up and possibly grabbing, you know, neighbors. And he ended up going to the Giants. I got it all. But I am telling y'all, and if you watched last season, it was a masterclass in if you do not have the proper protection for your quarterback, everything will fail. All of it. Your offense will fall into off of a cliff and fall into a hole and you will be finished. The reason why our season went the way it did is because we didn't have the proper protection for Aaron Rodgers. And I talked about that ad nauseum going into the season. I did not trust the left tackle that we had starting. And look at where it got us. Ruptured Achilles, and now we're starting over again. Tyron Smith, not going to be fully healthy this year. I can't bet on that at all. I wouldn't put anything on it. I don't think he's going to play a full season.
But here's a good thing. But, Joe, here is also a good thing.
Go ahead.
He's got a mentor in Tyron.
Yeah.
He's going to learn under Tyron Smith.
Yep.
And Tyron Smith will definitely give him, like, what he needs to do for the future. But now, here was something else that happened great, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
We ended, before we made that pick, we traded the 10th pick originally.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Give me your thoughts.
Minnesota, because Minnesota needed a quarterback. They took J.J. McCarthy from the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what happened? We ended up getting pick number – we got the 11th pick, which we just took – the offensive lineman from Penn State. We got the 129th overall pick, which is in round four. We now have 3 fourth round picks, and we now have the pick number 100 and, like, I think it's 57, which is in round number five.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jets originally did not have a fifth round pick going into this draft, and now we do. Now we do. And let me tell you something. There are some Jets fans that are very happy with the pick. There are some Jets fans that are okay with the pick. I mean, listen, I think it's a good pick, and I think Joe Douglas went the safest route. But now a lot of people want – there are some Jets fans that are even really pissed at him because mm-hmm. they want him fired because they wanted him to get Bowers.
What?
But you know what?
That's crazy.
That's completely crazy. I agree with you, Joe, and listen, I think Bowers is a phenomenal talent. Don't mm-hmm. get me wrong. But you know what? I think the New York Jets made the safest decision. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That guy could be our future left tackle, mm-hmm. like once after Tyron Smith leaves.
Yeah.
He could be our future left tackle for us.
He absolutely, and that was another point that I made as well, Steve, is that everyone's talking about Tyron Smith like he's going to be here for the future. He's not. He's on a one-year deal. If he's fully healthy this upcoming season, he's going to test free agency again, and he's going to go to the highest bidder. You have to make sure that you can solve that issue, especially with the type of talent that was in this drafted tackle along the offensive line. We all talked about it. That was one of the shining moments going throughout this season because everybody was saying, oh, yeah, you know, our offensive line sucks, but when the draft comes up, we're going to be able to grab a guy like Fuaga or Alt or, you know, we were throwing so many names out there, Olu. There were so many guys, and they were saying, hey, this tackle depth in this class is crazy. So now that Joe Douglas sees this and goes, you know what, I'm going to make sure that this never happens again, and if Smith goes down, I'm going to plug him in. If he don't go down, fine. I'll have this guy on the bench, and he'll be waiting in the wings, and then next season we'll give him a start, and he'll be ready to go. Because Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be here for at least another year, if not 2 years. You need to be talking about the future because these are multiple years that you can be competing to win a Super Bowl. Not only that, I understand Bowers and Allure, but we already got four damn tight ends here. We got like four or five of them. Anybody remember Jeremy Rucker? Everything y'all say about Bowers, y'all said the same exact thing about Jeremy Rucker. I was literally told that myself. Oh, man, Jeremy Rucker, he's the best tight end in the draft. He's unbelievable. He's going to be able to do everything. He showed a lot of promise this past season. And so did Tyler Conklin, who had over 600 yards with spotty QB play. Can you imagine Conklin with Aaron Rodgers fully healthy for a full season? This is going to get wild. If you don't protect, if you do not protect the crown jewel of your franchise, your team's going to go by the wayside. In a Super Bowl or bust season with major expectations, Joe Douglas said, I'm not going to put my keister on the line. I'm going to play it safe, and I'm going to protect the guy that's supposed to help us win this Super Bowl, the guy that we've been waiting for years. Now, as we continue to talk about this draft, Steve, I want you to give me your thoughts about this, man. Right now, you're looking at the situation. Do you think the New York Jets will package the picks? Because now we have another fourth and a fifth. Do you think that they'll package those picks to move back up into the second round? Is that something you want to see?
You know, listen, I think they have a chance to do that. But as of right now, because obviously after when we made the pick tonight, Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh are already meeting with the media. Mm-hmm. So their night is officially over.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we'll see what happens. We'll see what's good. We're going to see what happens tomorrow. Because as of right now, we only have one pick in tomorrow's draft, and that's number 73 with the third round pick.
Yeah,
we'll see what we do with that. But the thing is, though, Joe, and I'm going to be very honest. I just don't see the Jets as of right now trading up. I mean, yes, they do have the draft picks to do it,
mm-hmm.
But I just don't know if Joe Douglas or Robert Saleh see someone that they like, that they really, really like in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we'll see what happens. But the other thing also, too, Joe, is, which is this, because when you look at the situation now,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the draft has already been crazy. Six quarterbacks have been taken in the first round.
Yeah. Yeah, it
Six
is.
Six quarterbacks have been taken.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I knew the first three were going to be taken. The Falcons messed up bad. When I mean they messed up bad, I mean bad. And there was a report that came out that the Falcons never told Kirk Cousins that they were going to be trading up for a quarterback.
Well, I mean, they didn't have to trade up. They took their guy.
Well,
they took
the pick,
Penix at 8.
I had no idea. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say trade up.
I'll tell you what. J.C. Latham, he's a great player. He's a good player. Okay, those boys at Bama, they get it done. But I was a little stunned that the Titans took him at 7. That's where the stun started. Okay, Neighbors going to the Giants, I was like, okay, I can see that, even though I thought that McCarthy would be there at the Giants because Danny Dimes is suspect, okay? But, man, Latham and then another shocker, like you said, with Penix at 8 to the Falcons, I was stunned. I mean, what was your – you talked about Penix going at 8 was a shocker to you. Was there any other shocker so far in the draft?
No, so far the biggest shocker has been Atlanta taking the guy at number 8 with the quarterback. I was shocked. I mean, listen, I knew the first three picks were going to be the quarterbacks with, you know, Chicago taking Williams and then obviously Washington and New England taking quarterbacks. And then I knew Marvin Harrison Jr. was going to Arizona with the number 4th overall pick. But you know something, Joe? Let me tell you something. Tonight, Joe Douglas made the right decision. He made the right decision. And I know there are some Jet fans that are really angry about it, but Jet fans have to understand that we have to protect Rodgers. Because you made a good point, Joe. If we don't protect Rodgers again this year, we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I get it, and I love all Jets fans. I don't understand how you could be upset to the point where you even – talking about firing because he didn't take Bowers. I don't see that. I don't see how you could be upset with Joe Douglas saying, you know what, I'm going to do what it takes to protect the crown jewel, the thing that is going to get me to win a Super Bowl. I don't see it. I don't see how any Jets fan could come out of this extremely upset. I just don't see it. Now, my final question for you, Steve, because you've been bringing some heat. You're saying you don't want to see the Jets trade up. That's cool. Okay. We got a 3rd-round pick. We're going to be sitting there. What do you think they'll address in the 3rd round? What position group are you looking at right now saying, hey, this is something that needs to be taken care of in the 3rd round?
Oh, God. You know, Joe, I actually have no idea. I mean, if there's a receiver that they like.
Yeah, wide receiver could be a place.
The wide receiver position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead. You were saying wide receiver?
Wide receiver. I was saying wide receiver.
Okay. Listen, I can see that as well. Listen, Steve, it's been phenomenal speaking to you again. I apologize. Blog Talk sucks. Hopefully they get it together at some point. But I want to thank you for calling in, the way that you could here with the hotline. I appreciate you. And we'll. I got a slide off. All right, Steve, you have a good one. Next show, I want to hear
Joe,
from you. All right.
Have a good night, man.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Listen, we're going to keep getting to these lines. We're going to keep on coming. All right, 718, give me your name. Give me your thoughts. Olufosanu taken at 11 by the New York Jets after trading down, okay, well, with the Minnesota Vikings. What are your thoughts about the trade, and what are your thoughts about Olu now being a New York Jet?
Hey, Joe.
Phenom.
Phenom.
Salutes.
Phenom from
salutes.
The Bronx.
Salutes, Phenom. Always good to see you in the building. I don't have my sound bites here. Blog Talk is trash, but Phenom Savage salutes. Good to see you in the building. Give me your thoughts, man. 1st round, Jets make some moves. How are you feeling about the selection of Olu, man, at 11?
Oh, absolutely. It was great. It was apparent that the Jets wanted Rome Odunze, because after Chicago picked Rome Odunze, they got off that pick, traded to Minnesota, got in a 4. 129 overall, a 5th-round pick, 157. They got rid of the Zach trade, and they moved into our spot. So it was apparent that they were really on Romo Odunze and wanted him. But Olufosanu was a high prospect draft cycle.
Yes.
If he's the next DeBrickashaw Ferguson, we're going to be very happy. Mm-hmm. He has some flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
So then they gain some resources. Mm-hmm. So maybe they're going to move up and get a receiver with these number fours.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on a second. We'll get to that in a second. But I want to stay where you were talking about. I don't know if they were targeting Rome. That could have been a possibility. There was a lot of talk about him. We all know he's a phenomenal wide receiver. But I kind of always felt that he was going to end up with the Bears, and he did end up with the Bears. Him and Caleb are going to have a lot of fun. You know, the Caleb is going to find him with the football early and often, I'm very sure. But when you look at this trade, right, that the New York Jets were able to make, now they grab – you know, that Penn State O-lineman that's going to be, you know, a plug-and-play left tackle when his time comes. What do you say to the Jets fans that are upset that Bowers was not taken, you know, at 10? What do you say to the Jets fans that are upset that think, hey, Joe Douglas should have targeted the tight end, or he should have targeted another weapon? You don't need to take a tackle there at 11. What do you say to them?
I say, didn't you see what happened 4 snaps into last season? This is nothing against Brock Bowers. This is a pick for today and tomorrow. You're being omnipresent right now, and you're looking at your future with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as and we have to look at take a look at our right, tight end room as well. Mm-hmm. We have Conklin and Rucker. We don't know the potential of Rucker, and Conklin is a very high tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Very high. Okay, mm-hmm. I had him rated. Well, he's not Travis Kelce or Mark Andrews or
no.
T.J. Hockenson. He's no. not that, but he's a level below that. A level below that. But with Aaron Rodgers, he becomes a real threat now.
Mm-hmm.
And Rucker, he was a blocker at Ohio State, and we don't know what he's going to be like as a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So was tight end a need? No. The offensive line was a need.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not looking at just this season, guys.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for long-term success.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be a flash in the pan. We saw what happens when you try to be a flash in the pan.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
That's what we learned by watching Jet football last year.
Mm-hmm.
It all went up in flames. At least if that happens this year, we'll have a quality person who can learn.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably is going to be able to hold it down.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's what we learned.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy is I have discussions with a lot of Jets fans constantly. And one of the things that the New York Jets have been trying for so long to acquire was just a serviceable quarterback, a guy that we can go forward with, right? Look at all the names, Sam Darnold, I mean, hell, Zach Wilson, which we'll talk about him in future shows. He's not even a Jet anymore. You look at, like I just talked about, Sam Darnold. You can go to the name. I mean, there's just so many guys, Hackenberg, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Geno Smith, Mark Sanchez, just so many guys that we've had in and out of the franchise, and we've been looking for our Aaron Rodgers, right? And now we have him here. We have the actual guy, Aaron Rodgers, the Hall of Fame guy, who is still a great quarterback in this league, who, if he's on the field fully healthy, can absolutely run this offense and take care of everything that we need him to do and put up points. And I am stunned that so many Jets fans do not want to properly protect him. I'm stunned. I'm blown away.
And you're absolutely right. Our primary weapon is Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And if we protect him, now of course we have other holes in our teams. Now the conversation becomes: do we get a backup running back? Do
mm-hmm.
we get a serviceable wide receiver? Because we have to get the thought is now. We have to use some of those fours to get to move up into the second round.
Mm-hmm.
If we can do that now
mm-hmm.
and get a quality receiver like A.D. Mitchell or what's the guy from South Carolina, Xavier Leggett,
mm-hmm.
guys like that,
mm-hmm.
or Roman Wilson,
mm-hmm.
or Malachi Corley, mm-hmm. those guys like that,
mm-hmm.
in the second round, if we can make a move and get one of those guys,
mm-hmm.
then this changes this whole draft. And then, you know, I would love to see a running back, but that's not priority. But we do need a number two running back. We do need if Brees is lightning, then we need
have that.
Some thunder.
We have that, though. In Izzy. I think Izzy is good. I just think that he needs the ball more into his hands more, and especially again,
sure.
Michael Carter being out of the door now. I think Izzy is going to get that. I also think that our offensive line struggled so much, and we saw it with Brees. There was no holes and nowhere to run. But we did see
right.
that when Izzy was given the rock, he could make some plays. So I don't think that we're not as desperate, right, as people think we are at backup running back. I don't think we have to take one in a second. Me personally, I'd like to see the Jets take a wide receiver, you know, and that if they move back up to the second in the second round. But if they stay in the third, I could see that being addressed in the third. And that's where I want to go with you, because you talked about the possibility of them moving up. Let's say that they just stick, you know, with that third round pick. What do you think that they do in the third? Do you still think that they address wide receiver there, or are there some other positions that you want to see addressed?
Well, let's see if they can move up into the second round and get a receiver, then, you know, they have multiple places they can go. Maybe they'll go safety. Maybe they'll go running back or but like that, or maybe it's now the best player available scenario.
Okay.
It's just like when you do a fantasy draft, you know, after you've built some pieces, now you're seeing how the ship is built. So now you can say, well, I need to patch up over here. I need to do this or do that. With any as many directions you could go. So, again, if they move up and get a wide receiver, I'm not going to be happy. If with their third round pick, if they get a running back or a safety or something like that, or another interior offensive lineman, I won't be upset. Because you still need to – this offensive line still needs to get younger because it doesn't have the pieces necessary. If we can get another building block on the offensive line and have two building blocks, we have a tackle. Now if we can grab an interior offensive lineman, that would work as well for me too. So and Joe Douglas is the type of GM that seems like he's addressing these things.
Yeah. No, listen.
We're gonna see.
You're talking that talk. Now, what do you think was the most shocking move of the draft so far?
Oh, it's Penix, no question. If Penix going to Atlanta, that blew because it had been rumored for so long that they were going to pick up an edge, they were going to pick up a defensive player.
Yeah.
The guy from Dallas Turner. That was the thought or Latu or either one of those guys, something like that.
Yeah.
So when that happened, it's like and then this has to be a historical draft. Five quarterbacks in the first round. That's amazing. And to talk about the quarterbacks of color as well. I mean, that's three quarterbacks of color in the first round. That has to be a record. So this has been. We'll see how all this plays out. But the Penix move to Atlanta was the shocker. I mean, I was like, whoa. And then that changed the board. And I'm like, maybe Odunze is going to drop to the Jets, but then Chicago grabbed him up. I was like, ah.
Yeah.
And then the Jets pivoted. It was like, oh, wow. They saw it happen. They said, oh, we're going to go get him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gone. Okay, let's pivot. Let's get some more resources, and let's still go get one of our guys on our board. Because I had made up the top 10. And he was number four. So my first four were MHJ, Neighbors, all, and then I have Fashanu. So once Romo Dunze went off the board, I said, oh, they're going to get Olu now.
Yeah.
So once they made their move, I said, oh, this is going to be Olu. And if it would have been Bowers, I would have been shaking my head because I had him at probably 10 or 11, you know, on my board.
Yeah.
So, again... Are we right? We'll see. We'll see how this draft picks out in 2 years.
Yeah.
We'll see how it falls out.
I tell you what, Phenom, I like it so far. But I got to slide off, Phenom. Again, thank you so much for calling in.
I apologize
to everybody. Block Talk sucks. But thank you. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, all right?
No doubt, Joe. Enjoy your night.
All right, same to you. Listen, I'm going to continue again taking calls, 805-885-0467. Call in. We're going to continue to talk about the NFL draft as well because it's still on because we're here live, okay? We're here live. Talisi Fuaga of Oregon State ends up going to the Saints at 14. Latu from UCLA, the edge rusher, he ends up going to the Colts at 15. Byron Murphy, okay, the tackle from Texas, he goes to the Seahawks at 16, and Dallas Turner, the guy that I thought would be a Falcon, actually ends up being a Viking, okay, and going to the Vikings at 17, and they made a move as well, a trade to make that happen too. So here we are, man. I'm loving this. I'm going to be giving y'all a call back if I missed you. Man, let me tell you something. I think that this draft has been crazy, especially again after Penix being selected. Man, oh man. Like, I am so excited about the Jets getting this left tackle, man. And I don't understand why so many people are upset here. And we're going to get to the lines, though. Get back. We're going to Mike from Toms River. Mike salutes. I want to thank you for coming on. Again, I apologize for missing you, my friend. But here you are. You're on the lines with us now. Give me your thoughts, man. Jets make the trade with the Vikings, move down to 11. You got a little background noise. I don't know if you can mute that or turn that down for me.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. So we're sitting here after this trade with the Vikings. Jets move down to 11. Vikings take McCarthy. The New York Jets take Olufosanu at 11. What are your thoughts about them taking the tackle from Penn State in the first round?
I like it. I really do, because I really want Neighbors.
Okay.
I think he's going to be a stud.
Mm-hmm.
But when we took, I think he'll be our left tackle for the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. When you look at the situation that the Jets are in, they definitely needed some help there along the offensive line. But there were some Jets fans, man, that are extremely upset. You got some people calling for Joe Douglas's head. He passed up on Bowers, and Bowers ended up going to the Raiders. What are your thoughts about that, man? What are your thoughts about Jets fans that are upset that, you know, he didn't take Bowers over Fasanu?
I trust Joe Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
He has done so much. Look at our team. Our team's loaded.
Yeah.
We're worried about We got to worry about signing guys next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the year before that, and the year before that.
Yeah.
We can't sign all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good of a draft that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And Joe Douglas, I trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's phenomenal. So, listen, Mike, what are your thoughts about we've gotten the capital now. You're looking at the situation. We're sitting here. Do you think that the New York Jets should try to package picks and move back into the second round? Or are you okay with them, you know, waiting the time and making their picks from the third down?
It all depends. I'm with you. We need to get an inside linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Mosley.
Mm-hmm.
The second round,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm sorry, but I don't know the good linebackers that are in the draft.
Yeah, well, but I could see, yeah, like you said, I could see them. You know, I don't know if they'd address that in the second, but definitely at some point this draft, I would like to see them take one. So I think you're there as well. Let's say the New York Jets don't trade up to the second. Let's say they just keep their picks. You know, they got a pick in the third. That's where it's going to start. What position group would you like to see them address in the third round? Would you be interested in maybe them trying to grab a wide receiver, or what would you want to see them do?
I would like if Michael Thomas falls to the third round, I can see him because he doesn't have a good wide receiver tree, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he's good though. He's good though.
Yeah. You know?
I can see him. I would love to see a linebacker or offensive tackle.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Now, before I let you go, Mike, you've been bringing some fire for us. What was the most shocking pick of the first round for you, man? There's been a lot of talk about a lot of things moving and shaking. What is the move that just shocked you the most? Give me your take on that, man.
I wanted Neighbors so bad. I think with him, Gary Walson and Mike Williams, I think we would have the best wide receiver group in the whole NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I know I'm Bowers boy too, but I moved off of that.
Mm-hmm. But what about what about Penix? Like, Penix to me was a shocking move for the Vikings to make. I was a little bit stunned at that. I was kind of stunned that Neighbors ended up going to the Giants. Like, right? Those were kind of shocking moves, weren't they?
Well, most of the picks, they had Giants going with Neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Penix was huge.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I thought he was going like 20-something.
Yep. Yep. Listen, I was stunned there as well. Listen, Mike, I got to slide off. I want to thank you for calling in. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, all right? Listen, man, lot of things moving and shaking here. I tell you what, the Jets ended up in a great spot. In a great spot. Who would have thought it? Listen, we got our trade down, okay? We got some capital back, right? We got a fourth round pick, got a fifth rounder. We only gave up a sixth rounder, all right? And then we were able to still grab exactly what we needed the most, which was a piece to secure the offensive line going forward. All right? I like this move. I like this move by Joe Douglas, and it sets us up to now we have even more options. Okay? We have even more options because now, you know, with the way things are looking, hey, the Jets can kind of finagle and negotiate their way back up into the second round if they feel like the price is right. Or they can kick back and go, okay, we'll wait to the third and we'll let the playmakers and the ability kind of come to us. Because there's still some guys that could be there in the third, all right, that can make some plays. So it's going to be very, very interesting. Let me get to the Savages in the chat. Salutes to all of the Savages. Again, 805-885-0467 is the number. I apologize. Blog Talk sucks, guys. I apologize for those of you that are trying to call in or was going to call in on Blog Talk. I apologize. It sucks, okay? So, listen, salutes to all the Savages in the chat. They sticking with your boy, talking to me. Rusty says, Olu, yes, JD, build that wall. So happy we got our future anchor. Salutes, man. Salutes, all right? I know that there's a lot of people that are upset. And, you know, we're going to be hearing about it. But I don't see how you can be upset with Aaron Rodgers being properly protected. Salutes to Christopher Phillips, another Savagey, says the happiest person with this draft pick is Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Mm. He says, we're not winning a Super Bowl with this pick. And he also says he's complaining because the pick is garbage. Wow. Wow, Christopher Phillips says the pick is garbage. I don't agree. I don't agree. But, you know, there's a lot of Jets fans that are upset. Again, a lot of people wanted a wide receiver. Some people wanted, you know, Bowers, but here we are, okay? Rusty says wide receivers, the ones he's looking at is Leggett, Walker, you know, and McCaffrey as well. They're legit. Yeah. Yeah, man. A lot of things moving and shaking. But here the New York Jets are set up for real success, man. Set up for real success, and I'm extremely excited about it. So, again, I want to thank everybody for calling in. We're going to close out the radio show portion. Again, I apologize. Blog Talk is trash, okay? But I apologize for y'all sticking with your boy and calling in and letting me know what your thoughts were as we continue to, you know, watch this draft here. Again, Aramis Mims as well, taken at 18 to Georgia. Or taking it 18 by the Bengals, and he's from Georgia as well. So he's going to be really good old tackle in this league. Man, the Jets are looking good, man. Jets are looking real good. So until the next show, you folks have a good one. Peace.